Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
If there's an anthem that should be played right before a puck drop or before a game starts, it's this one. Right? I mean, made famous by Triple H. Motorhead. Yes. But, I mean, think about it. How could you get better than this? They used to play it at Capital One Arena. I don't know why they don't do it anymore. Although I will say, as we talked about yesterday, Max, you were busy icing down Kevin Sheehan's shoulders after the show. We did talk about yesterday with Metal Chris that as a fallout to Metallica rocking it at Lane Stadium in Blacksburg on Wednesday night, which was awesome. Yeah, I didn't get to go, but I mean, I saw a bunch of the video.
It looked so cool.
It looked so, so totally dope. I mean, so cool. I do appreciate that the Caps, right around the halfway point, I said, you know, if you're at Capital One Arena tonight, right around the halfway point when they come out to clean the ice, what do? They drop the lights down, house lights go down, and all of a sudden, you get a little Enter Sandman. Maybe a lot of Enter Sandman. Because it's a longer break. It's a television timeout break. And the place just rocks. Again, if I could just, friendly suggestion, give me a little Motorhead right before opening faceoff. That would, along with Unleash the Fury and Enter Sandman, there it is. It's also this morning show that has been around for a long, long time. Or actually, you know what? They just started a couple of weeks ago. That is a long time in radio. The Junkies? The Junkies?
The Yunkies?
The Yunks. The Sports Yunks. They also use this theme. Just begin their show. We're not that cool.
It gives them time to get in because, you know, it's you walk into 5:59, your show starts at 6. You need the minute.
So you mean I'm not that late, all things considered?
No. Not even close.
Yeah, man. God, some of the videos that Virginia Tech put out.
Last night,
I'm driving home from Capital One Arena. And, you know, I'm bouncing back and forth between 980 and 106.7, and it's all national, and quite honestly, it's not very entertaining to me. I see something pop up on Twitter that Virginia Tech's official Twitter put out, so I hit a button to get it through my speaker, and I must have played it about 7 times in a row, and it was like the first 2 minutes of them doing, you know, Enter Sandman after, what do they do at the beginning, at Virginia Tech, forgot the cheer, but it's like, go Hokies, and then, you know, something else, and then, go Hokies, whatever. Anyway, and then it goes right into Enter Sandman. Awesome. I probably listened to it, like I said, 7 or 8 times on the way home.
That's awesome.
Because I got tired of listening to the other stuff.
Yeah.
And listening to somebody just crow on and on and on and about on, and I mean on, the last 3 nights about the NBA returning to NBC. I swear you'd think some of these people, I'm not going to say any names, but my goodness, get some different material, for God's sakes. Who
There's
cares?
There's a lot going on.
Who cares?
That you can find other things to talk
who
about.
Who cares?
Yeah.
That the NBA is returning to NBC and they're using, what do you kids call it, an AI voice?
I personally, if we're going to broach that topic, I hate it.
Okay.
That's a whole rant that I have.
Okay, that's fine. It's just, like, the playoffs are going on.
Yeah.
Talk about the playoffs.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, we'll stop making fun of people.
And
or at least poking
for now
at people for now. So, Mad Max, you were in the crowd.
I was. We played Spot the Rooster at the
I saw
first
that.
Intermission.
Now, the picture that you put out of me and J.P. Finley, first of all, J.P. could not have been more fuzzy or whatever.
That was the point. I had to crop on the zoom in,
right,
too, to make
but
it fuzzier.
You were on the opposite side of the arena from me, so
yes,
you had to shoot into the press box.
Past a wire that was right in front of your face.
Right, and I joked. I said, the wire is reserved for when I start talking bad about the home team.
Yeah.
And the good news is I didn't have to talk that bad about the home team last night.
Woohoo!
Because they won, baby.
Thank God. Thank heavens.
So that makes this a Victory Friday.
Yes.
Because the Caps, baby, are back 1-1 in the series.
Got our lick back.
What was the atmosphere like? I mean,
Do you want to compare game 1 and 2?
Well, I got a tweet from somebody who said, wake the fans up, like, midway through the third period or whatever.
You're bitching and moaning, again, from Caps fans about things that do not matter.
The Canes were controlling play because they were trailing.
Yeah.
They were trailing 2-0 in the third period. So, naturally, again, they're going to have more of the uptick in play. From your perspective, was the crowd way better last night than Tuesday night, and that's because the play was better, or was it about the same considering how bad the play was on Tuesday night? Like, how would you measure it?
Tuesday night, the building was it wasn't as electric as it could have been, but to those who say that, I also say give the fans something to cheer about and don't just, you know, suck for an entire 60 minutes, and maybe the building will become a little bit more alive. I understand it was a close game, but you could just, like, if you watched it at all, like the fans in the building did, you felt it. You felt that Carolina was eventually going to break through and win the game. What happened? They broke through and won the game.
Right.
Thursday was a little bit better just because of like I said, they gave us something to cheer for. So there was that. But there was something I noticed. And I had this thought, and I posted about it on Twitter last night before I went to bed.
At Snacks Ames.
That's
everybody.
Right. At SnacksAmes.
Right. And if you follow him, he's going to charge you another bill to get another paycheck.
I'm not a Twitter Blue subscriber. We're not there yet. But the thing I noticed was that there was no real unified chants going on throughout the game to get the entire crowd kind of on the same page.
Last night?
Yeah.
Really?
So there was...
Because I heard the LT chant. I mean, that sounds,
it depends on, like, if there was a moment, like, everybody knows if LT makes a stop, we chant LT. It goes throughout the entire stadium. It's infectious, right? But the... You know, the Vuvuzela guy that's always been around, Hong Kong Kong for Let's Go Caps chants. He wasn't there. And then his backup guy, the guy whose voice you can hear throughout the stadium, who, like, I've tried to emulate that from him. Impossible. I consider myself a pretty loud person.
Are you talking about what's his name? He used to come in here and do a hockey show.
I have no idea who he is.
What the hell is his name?
I just know he has a really loud voice.
He just yells, "Let's go, Cavs!"
Correct. And yeah, okay. and everybody gets behind him. Yeah. But
I forgot his name. It's so terrible of me. I just know way too many people.
Well,
I'm sorry.
But
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, so there was none of that. So it was just kind of hard to get the entire crowd on the same page. Like, you could hear smatterings of chants from different sections, but it was never really like the entire building getting together and just getting on the same page.
Mm. I thought the crowd was good.
It was good, not great.
I've seen it.
If you ask one Vic Ferreira, he said it felt like a regular season game in November.
Yeah, let me guess. Sean McDonough probably turned down the audio on the crowd.
That's what some would have you believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I would not say it was a Tuesday night in November. Would I say it was utter pandemonium? No.
No.
But here's the thing, and this leads into the whole Sean McDonough thing. Sean McDonough broadcast game one. It wasn't a great start for the Capitals last night. They were outshot 7-6. It
wasn't a good start.
Well, it wasn't a good start. There were moments where they played a very different brand of hockey.
Yeah.
I mentioned the forecheck right off the opening faceoff from Protas. Big hit. Wilson had a big hit. Who else had a big hit?
But like everyone did, really.
Yeah. Trying to look through my notes here. And I'm just talking about in the first period, Carlson had a big hit. Anthony Beauvillier had a big hit behind the net. So I thought the forecheck was way better from the jump. But that being said, it wasn't a great first period. Again, outshot 7-6, whatever. I think the crowd, much like Sean McDonough, from what I've heard, probably, like, and this just happens, it's not hate against the Capitals. It's not, oh, we like the Hurricanes better than the Capitals. It's, they played like horse's ass on Tuesday night. Like stinky, smelly horse's patoot.
Listen, stinky smelly is exactly how I would go to describe it.
So when you have that as your base, as your most recent example, let me ask you this. Are you going to be throwing around bouquets of roses like your the Kentucky Derby winner and saddling up and throwing a bed of roses on somebody when you stunk the joint up on Tuesday night? When you're not like, hey, I think we'd all agree, right? Second period, way better than the first period,
way,
right?
Not only their best period all series,
right? Not only the not only the Carlson goal came early in the third, but it was really like the last 7 or 8 minutes outside of the final 30 seconds where LT loses his stick, and I think Tom Wilson blocked a shot, go figure, that he didn't get credit for. Outside of the last 30 seconds of the second period, they controlled the second period.
Yeah.
They dominated them for the most part.
Which is funny, because weren't they in the power play at the last... In the
Carolina?
Last
30- you mean Carolina?
Was it Carolina or was it us?
They... Well, Dubois took the second two-minute minor in the second period at the 11:45 mark. Now, the first... Did you think the first penalty, the hook, was a good call?
No.
I thought that was a crappy call.
It was so soft.
Like, right?
This kind of happened throughout the series.
We didn't ask Carberry this because, you know, again,
you don't
so many
get
other,
in trouble.
Other questions, but he was not happy on the bench when he took a look at the replay at that call.
Nor should he have been.
And Pierre-Luc Dubois was pissed off, too. And he should have been.
Yeah. Because that was a phantom hook. And, I just gave Caps fans a ton of crap for complaining about things that don't matter, like the officials. But there have been some calls in the... calls or no calls in this series that probably should have gone the other way. He's thinking. He's deciding whether or not to agree with me.
I mean, Here's the thing that I would say about hockey. Yes, and maybe this is just all sports. Yes, there are 50-50 calls that can go either way and that you can make an argument for one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
But like the high-sticking penalty Tuesday in game one against, was it Chychrun? I think it was Chychrun that took the high-sticking penalty with about 2 minutes and 7 seconds left.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was pissed at that call. The fans were like, refs, you suck! Refs, you suck! The whole place was upset. And I understand why, because it's at a bad time.
Yeah.
It's a good call.
Then I looked at the replay and was like, oh.
It's a good call.
Oh, that was
the
a good first, call.
The second penalty last night against Pierre-Luc Dubois, it's a trip. It's a good call.
Yeah.
What else are you supposed to do? Yeah. The first one sucked.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm the first person to say, hey, man, I don't see everything. I can't judge everything. I don't know everything. I'm the first person to say that.
I know everything.
That's because you're young.
It's true.
When you get old,
it's true.
As you know what, like me, you know, you start backing off your high horse a little bit.
Yeah.
You start, you know, getting off the saddle. All right. A, because it hurts. Right?
It's arthritis.
Yeah. Other things too.
Well.
But my point being is, I'm the first person to say, man, when there's a penalty that looks super shady, I'm going to point that out. But just to yell, refs, you suck, because you didn't like that a call was made, like, I get it. You don't maybe have as much access to replay in the stands as we do in the press box.
Yeah.
But still, it's not every call is against you, or not every call that goes against the Caps is a bad call. Maybe it's just a natural reaction. It's like when the opponent scores. Shane Gostisbehere slammed home a rebound last night on the power play, and you know Carolina scored their seventh power play in their seventh playoff game, and so on and so forth. And they've been good on the penalty kill, and they were really good on the penalty kill up until Carlson slammed one home off the great feed from Wilson, but the great puck win against the boards by Chychrun. Got it. But when Wes Johnson hops on the mic and does the goal scoring announcement and the fans go, who cares? That's just a thing that they do.
Yeah.
I know they care more than who cares. So maybe the refs you suck and booing lustily at every call is not, oh, we disagree with that call. That's a super soft goal like the Pierre-Luc Dubois first hooking penalty was.
Mm.
Maybe it's just a natural reaction for the most part in a big game, in a must-win game. I think we'd all agree.
Yeah.
Last night was a must-win game.
More of a can't-lose, but...
Okay. That's fair. But, like, the fans are have just built-in behaviors, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like the
natural biases.
And the national anthem. As I've come to find out over the years, I didn't like it. I probably still don't like it, but, you know, it's just part of the tradition around here. And I try not to let it bother me, although I get annoyed.
It's fair.
But it's just part of the deal,
yeah.
Right? It's just part of what fans do. And that's fine. We, you know, you guys pay a lot of money. I don't know. How much did you pay for your ticket last night? Do you mind sharing?
Shout out Game Time. Use the zone deal. They were $65 apiece, but with fees and all that crap, it ended up being about $100 apiece. But we were center.
About $35 in service fees?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I know. But what am I going to do? They've got me over a barrel. There's nothing I can do.
These teams. I know the Nats occasionally roll out no service fees right around Father's Day,
mm-hmm.
maybe once during the offseason. Stop already. Enough.
Enough gouging.
Enough! $35 in service fees. Go kick rocks!
Sorry, it was $25 in service fees, $10 tax each.
Still!
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
Go kick all the rocks.
I agree.
Do something to help your fans out. Instead of charging $12 for a hot dog and $18 for a piss-ass can of beer.
How much was my hot dog?
And $30 in service fees. Help your fans out.
I think my hot dog was $8.
Buy the damn ticket service fee. Do something to help your fans out.
It'd be nice.
And I'm not just talking about the Capitals. I'm talking about everybody.
Everyone.
The Commanders, the Nationals, the Wizards, concerts.
Shout out the Ravens. Shout out the Falcons for cheap concessions. That's all I have to say on that.
Yes. And then to not have okay. We're off on a tangent here. If you charge me $25-ish in service fees, which is still absurd and still ridiculous, and I know these companies have to make money. I got it. They can make $5. Not they don't need to make $25.
It's a beer and a half at Cap One
Arena. But if you have that, if you have that type of structure and situation, can we please not charge $18 for a big tall boy can of beer? Can we please charge $4 for a hot dog instead of $8?
Nope, sorry.
Can we please do something to help the fans?
No. Why would we do that?
Does everything have to be an insane, egregious money grab? I guess the answer. You see who's on ESPN right now, huh?
Yeah. The best Connor Mick in the league.
Mikey! Going top shelf with the biscuit. Over Freddie Anderson. Well, maybe not top shelf, but you get the point.
It was top shelf.
Sort of top shelf.
Over the glove.
Glove side. And then down to the knee. I don't even think he realized that Mangiapane made a big hit. Do you remember, was it right before he cleared with the puck? Meaning after it hit off the Carolina defenseman? I can't remember. I saw it once on replay, and I noted it.
The puck hit Gostisbehere in the throat on that breakaway.
Right.
And then that's what made him kind of hold up and go like, oh.
Right.
And then McMichael squeaked through and
got
a clean look.
But I think the Mangiapane hit came right before McMichael squeezed through.
I
think. But I want to take.
I don't know about right before, but okay. A little bit before.
I want to take a better look at it again because Mikey did, when I asked him, said he didn't see it.
Mm.
So not that it didn't happen, but I know they had happened, but he didn't see it. So whatever. But how about this, Connor McMichael, before they leave for Raleigh on SportsCenter on a Friday afternoon. Love it. All right.
I thought they got Tom Wilson days off after games.
Tom Wilson said, quote, "We're starting to dislike them a lot more." Starting?
Well,
this is the team that beat you in 2019 in Game 7 double overtime.
You have to rekindle the hate, you know?
This is the same team that Svechnikov went after it with Ovechkin. This is the same team that knocked TJ Oshie out of the 2019 playoffs.
That did happen. I almost forgot about that.
We shouldn't be liking them. Screw them. The
Agreed.
Hell with them.
Agreed.
All right. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, yeah, the Eddie Guerrero theme. Right here on a wrestling theme Friday in honor of our guy, Athens in Annapolis. Happy birthday to him. I mean, you can have your own music theme day. If you'd let us know it's your birthday and we like you, we'll give you your own theme day. That's our little way of
We have to homage. Like you, though. That's the issue.
We have to like you, which eliminates some of you.
It does. Some of you are already out. I'm sorry.
You want to break out the list of who we don't like?
No, we don't need to make that public. Oh, we can keep that behind closed doors for now.
Mm-hmm. That would not be a good idea to get ratings and cume.
Listen, if we need to... it's a break glass in case of emergency type deal, you know?
There you go. Coming up, the NFL draft picks who landed with the perfect team, according to Matt Bowen of ESPN. Any Commanders draft picks? In case you missed it, we had Bill on Wednesday. That's right. He just wants to be called Bill.
Yes, his name is Bill.
Jacory Kroski-Merritt.
Bill Merritt.
Well, see, so here's the thing.
Bill Merritt's so good.
I did ask him specifically, do you prefer to be called Bill or Jacory?
Yeah.
But he said Bill. But my understanding, at least, but I did not double down. I don't know if he wants to be called Bill Kroski-Merritt as opposed to Jacory Kroski-Merritt,
mm-hmm.
or if he just wants to be called Bill. Like, will he have Bill?
I'm just gonna call him
on
Bill.
The back of his jersey.
That would
be great, right?
That would like, be sick.
Instead of he hate me. You might be a little too young.
No,
for that.
No. I'm familiar.
I mean, if he just
the OG.
If he just walked out with Bill on the back of his jersey,
I'd buy it
great.
Immediately.
That would be great.
Instantly, it'd be a purchase.
That would be great. I would get one of my guys, one of my fraternity brothers, Bruce. He's got some connections. Let's just say I won't say exactly what connections he's got, but he was the one wearing. Did I tell you? He was wearing the Ethan Frank. Cherry blossom blue jersey. Ethan Frank, who hasn't played in months. Ethan Frank, the other night at the game. Anyway, I'll show you the picture. It was cool.
It's a good jersey.
He's got some jersey connections. Let's just say he's got some connections. Let's just call it that. But
give me that.
Where was I going with this? Oh, so if there's anybody that might be able to get a, like, I don't think the NFL, because the NFL is a bunch of pansy asses. I don't think the NFL would allow it, but if we could get like a Commanders jersey with just Bill on it, that would be awesome. Bruce, help us out. We need to present Bill with a jersey that he probably can't wear that says Bill on it and not Kroski-Merritt because he wants to be called Bill. But I assume Bill is it. Like, I don't know why, but I didn't double down and say, wait, do you want to be called Bill Kroski-Merritt? Or do you want to just be called Bill? I took it as he just wants to be called Bill.
That feels presumptive. I don't know.
It could be.
Just because, you know, it's implied that you use the last name, you know?
It is implied.
Bill Kroski-Merritt is still
assuming
10 out of 10 names.
Assuming that the NFL will make sure, because they're the no fun league, that Kroski-Merritt is on the jersey, which is his
name. That's fine.
And he, again, did not say that he didn't want that. I just didn't ask. Assuming that Kroski-Merritt is on the nameplate, we just got to get him a jersey that says Bill.
I mean, I'm in.
I mean, screw the NFL, right?
Well, I love the NFL, but I also hate some parts of it. It's understandable.
All right. We'll get back to the calls coming up here on the Hockey Talk on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. My guy Bernie in Rockville is up next. We'll get his thoughts because he is a super dope hockey fan.
Hockey sharp.
And he knows everything. Plus, we're going to find out who I just kind of sort of gave it away. Who
Did.
Mad Max went to the game with last night and why. We'll do that next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app after a trending alert.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Haven't heard this theme in a while, although there's been persistent rumors that we might hear it at some point soon. This, of course, the theme of one Bill Goldberg on this Friday afternoon. A victory Friday. Coming up, apparently big developments in the Bill Belichick, Jennifer Hudson.
Well, Jordan Hudson.
Jordan Hudson, sorry. Jennifer Hudson.
Allegedly.
Jennifer Hudson is somebody very different, right?
Alleged big developments. Now, UNC has denied these developments.
Let's save that if we can.
You know what? You're right. I don't want to jump the gun a little bit too early.
Because I just saw what's going on because I don't follow this very closely.
It's been on my timeline all morning.
Yeah.
Pablo Torre is going back and forth with a bunch of people.
Here's the thing. You probably need to clean up your timeline. It's probably not worth it.
Yeah, my timeline is probably one of the worst things in my life.
We'll give you some of the juicy details.
The scuttlebutt.
The scuttlebutt. The Cam Scatabo butt.
Yeah, sure.
Sure. anyway, that's coming up later. So is who you took on a date as we try and make this incredibly awkward. But first,
I'm going to have to go get him.
But first, we got to pick the brain of one of the smartest hockey guys alive on planet Earth, my guy Bernie in Rockville. What's up, Bernie? Baby Bern?
Good Lord, there's an entrance right there. It's almost as good as me almost getting my lunch, and I reached into my drawer and was pulling out a can opener and had bad thoughts from last night, so I put it back.
Ooh, that's vicious. That's not
when a missed call on a can opener trip, even though I'm not a big Vegas fan.
Oh, I got you. Okay. See, Nick Waugh cross-checked
that guy in the face?
Yeah, I was asleep at that point. So did you lose money?
No, I just want the refereeing to be good.
You hate officials.
All right, 3-on-1.
Bernie, I got to say this. Hate might be strong, but there's not many people that dislike NHL officiating more than you.
I just want consistency. Yeah, when the consistency is dreadful, when you see stuff not called and stuff that is called, it leaves you scratching your head. You're like, okay.
Understood, but here's how I always defend that, okay? I understand what you're saying, but we don't get consistency out of players, teams, sometimes coaches, goaltenders. We consistency
please.
Is what we want, but we rarely get it, if we're being honest.
Yeah. Yeah, just call the obvious stuff, please. When the got obvious it. Stuff is being missed,
did
then
you,
we got a problem.
Did you hate the first Dubois minor penalty, the hook, like we did?
I think the Wilson hold on the penalty kill was worse than the Dubois stick lift.
They got away. Yes, I noted that. They got away with that. That was maybe a makeup call?
Yeah, and I don't like makeup calls. If it's a penalty, it's a penalty. I mean, if something like that, we should have been killing off 5-on-3.
Yeah.
And kudos to Trevor Van Riemsdyk for not making me go into apoplectic mode after Dylan Strome got tackled, leading to that 3-on-1.
Good point. Good point. Forgot about that. Did not write that down. Good point, though. I remember that. Good point. All right,
but
so
I'll go a little further back on that. Is Jacob Chychrun's got to be smarter on the puck, which led to that turnover, which led to the 3-on-1. You 5 minutes left in the game. Don't try to make a play on your backhand side. Just put it back down low. You had Protas already anchored down in that corner. Just put it back down there and let Protas do his work.
So Chychrun is interesting, right? Because he digs the puck out to help set up the Carlson goal before it gets to Wilson. Great. I thought in general he was a little bit better last night. I thought he was terrible at the end of regulation and in overtime on Tuesday night in Game 1. And you just pointed out that overall they need more, not just offense. They need better defense, better solid play in your own zone than Chychrun has given them.
Well, I think it's more of a problem I think you and I have talked about all season long. It's just touches on the puck. I mean, especially in the playoffs, you've got to be stronger on the puck. Take an extra icing if you have to. I mean, just slam it out of the zone. Sometimes you just have to refresh the defense and let them come in and then maybe stop them and transition off the next time they come in the zone. Because sometimes they're trying to make these passes up the ice, which, I mean, led to the Carolina in Game 1 where Protas tried to pass it to the middle to Alexiev instead of taking the simple play up the boards where Nick Dowd was going toward the bench where he could have made a play, or even at worst case scenario, you're neutralizing the puck on the board.
And that's just the thing. Even if you don't get it out of the zone, you're better off using the boards instead of trying to make an aimless pass into somebody's skates in the middle of the ice.
Especially in the playoffs.
Yeah, I agree. Overall, though, were you more – I mean, obviously they won, so everybody's more pleased. But I thought the overall execution of the game, it seemed like they had better setups in the offensive zone. I keep saying over and over and over again, I think the forecheck was way better than people are even giving it credit to from the jump, even though they didn't play a great first period. Were you pleased at least with most things that you saw?
Yes. One little thing I would definitely like to see them adjust, and not to the point of where Carolina is just throwing everything in net, but when they've had sustained pressure, it started a lot of times off of throwing a shot at Freddie's feet, making it because he hadn't controlled his rebounds. He hadn't had many rebounds to control, but a couple of times when the Caps have gotten a shot low on him, he's kicked it into a slot area where they've actually been able to dig out the puck and get another great opportunity. I mean, the big shift in Game 1 where Ovechkin was hitting people, they got a shot. It started with a shot that started bouncing around where the Caps could put their will on them.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, as much as that was a great play by Duhaime to Bevilje, I think Bevilje was thinking Duhaime was going to do one of those POP pass-off pads where then he could flush the rebound. I just like seeing a lot of those because we've had 5 or 6 odd man rushes where we haven't even gotten a shot on goal. And, I mean, right now it's all about getting some rubber on and just letting your other guys crash the net looking for loose change.
Yeah, they're going to need that.
A lot of times. Yeah, especially in Raleigh. In Raleigh, I'd almost roll reverse it. I mean, if you have a shot, put it on and crash the net. You know, make Anderson freeze it and get these offensive zone draws. I need a lot more lot more in the draw area. I mean, we were better last night.
Let me ask you this real quick. You watched the game last night, correct? I mean, I know you did, yeah. But you were not there that I don't know of, right?
Nope.
Okay. Did you think Sean McDonough was as anti-Caps as some?
I mean, it's just the way he calls the game. I mean, it's not anti-Cap per se. It's just the ESPN coverage. Weeksy and PK were fantastic in the studio. I mean, I'm a humongous Kevin Weeks guy. Always have been. His work on NHL Network is second to none. And ESPN added him to their playoff coverage and regular season coverage was a big get for them. So it's just the nature of the beast with national play-by-play. I just wish there's more pre and post and more concentration of ESPN on the NHL during the regular season instead of just mainly flushing into NBA. And I mean, you don't even see much Major League Baseball on ESPN anymore either.
Well, no, and you won't because they're leaving Major League Baseball. When you leave ESPN – I mean, it's hard enough to sometimes get them to stop talking about the NBA because that's all those bird brains know. When you leave ESPN, you are persona non grata. You are basically like the redheaded stepchild with a dunce cap in the corner sucking on his thumb. That's what you are.
And the NHL had 20 years now, and they had a great relationship with NBC, but they got paid by ESPN to go back. I really love the TNT coverage. Next three games is going to be covered very well. I love the studio show.
Yeah.
And they have Kenny Albert and the Islanders play-by-play guy, Brendan Burke, as well as John Ford.
Yep.
By-play guys, they're top-notch.
There you go. And Eddie O, too, probably, although I don't know that for absolute sure. Thank you, Burn. Appreciate you as always, my friend. Burn, baby, burn. Smart hockey dude. All right, let's take a timeout, get back more of your calls. Coming up, why did Max invite fill-in-the-blank to go with him to the Caps game last night? We'll dive in because this deserves our attention on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Washington, D.C.'s own Dave Bautista. I think he lives in Tampa now, but...
much more desirable.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's hot.
Yeah, but it's the beach right there.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. All right, coming up next, we're going to take a deep dive, and I mean a really deep dive, into not Jennifer Hudson, as I was corrected, Jordan Hudson.
Jordan.
And Bill Belichick and the latest developments and scuttlebutt, the latest Cam Scatabow butt on the situation brewing at the University of North Carolina. Maybe they should just try and win some football games before they worry about all this stuff. But
that would be ideal. But
I mean, that would be great. But we'll have that for you in the 3 o'clock hour as well. A little look-see at the Nationals and the Cardinals. We told you Eric Fetty on the mound tonight in a place that he's very familiar with. And quite honestly, a place that, he wasn't good enough at to stay here.
Well,
And he's bounced around White Sox, Redbirds since. But he makes his return to Nationals Park tonight. Mitchell Parker has got to be better in command. He has walked a ton of guys the last two starts. Got to be better. You cannot give free passes. You cannot make mistakes. You cannot turn the puck over. You cannot, you know, all of that. All right. Let's do this. Let's get the birthday boy aboard here.
Let's bring him in.
And officially salute him. Happy birthday, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate the voicemail I got from your son this morning and your text message along with your gift. And I got to go to the game with Max the other night, and unfortunately I was the jinx that made them lose.
Well.
But
this brings up an interesting point now. And I'm going to make things really awkward here. Why didn't you and Max go last night?
I have my best friend of over 30 years is up here for his son's graduation from Howard.
Okay.
And so, yeah, so they're staying with me, and I've been hanging out with them after work and everything. Max had to find another partner, and thankfully that partner brought some good luck because they stunk the joint out of the building on Tuesday.
So
it was
I was going to have to get after Max a little bit here for dissing you and choosing somebody else, but apparently this was a prearranged deal.
I wouldn't say prearranged, but it worked out.
Well, it worked out, but it was also a little bit prearranged because when Max met me at the seats the other night, he kind of like gave me that look like, man, double A, we were in the club last time. Now we're sitting with the four
people.
No,
that's not true.
So, you know,
that's not true.
No, I'm just kidding.
I was very grateful to be there.
I had to bust the shots a little bit. Listen, Max is an incredible person to go to a hockey game with, but you guys do have to do me a favor. You have to keep that disease, that Linus Linoleum Winingham Senior disease, away from the Capitals, because I think that we have a shot to win this series. Ooh. But if he steps foot in Cap 1, we might be history.
I mean, he's only been to Wizards games, he tells me. I mean, and you see how well it's working for them.
We can't let him start going to Caps games now.
Right.
Maybe next year. No. But this year's season.
Yeah. A puck? What is that? What is that?
What's that little rubber thing that's flying around the ice?
Wait, they don't blow the whistle every 30 seconds and call a timeout every 10 seconds and have brick on top of brick on top of brick on top of brick? Oh, wait a second.
Why aren't guys complaining to the officials more?
Yeah, exactly.
I think Linnell would expect them to shoot from like center ice and like for it to go in, and would say, yeah, well, you know what,
no,
you know,
just like
they
Steph Curry
all
does
the time in the NBA.
Yeah.
Same thing.
There you go. Just like Steph Curry does. Everybody should do the same thing. You got any special plans for your birthday, there, Double A, or no?
They are taking me out to dinner tonight in Annapolis, and then we're going to the graduation tomorrow.
Awesome.
So I'm really looking forward to that. And, you know, as far as the Caps, Chris, you know, I told Max, I think we've taken some of Carolina's best punches.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this series is really up for grabs right now. I think even though it's 1-1, we really sent a message that if we could play as badly as we did on Tuesday and still lose in overtime and then play a lot better yesterday, I think it sends a message going back to Raleigh. And I think that they've gotten their confidence back, and kudos to Spencer Carberry for fixing a lot of the X's and O's. And I'm really excited to see what they've got tomorrow and then again on Monday. And I think we at least get one game in Raleigh.
It
I'm
only
really
sends a message, hopefully, if they're not down 2-0 10 minutes in, you know? I mean, because then they're back to that place being an absolute insane asylum. And now you're chasing the game. And now you have to work hard just to get, like, within one, never mind within two. So that's the key. One is not that big of a deal. Two is a big, big, big deal, because then it just affects how your mental psyche and also how you then go and attack. And to me, they need to attack from the start. Again, like I said, going into game two, and how they did, attack in the offensive zone, aggressively forecheck. And even if it doesn't work, even if it doesn't lead to goals, you're setting a tone.
You know, real quick, though, you mental psyche, not to change the subject, but you mentioned Bill Belichick and his girlfriend. Chris, you have a daughter, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What would your mental psyche be if she brought a grandpa home?
Well, if he was as loaded as Bill Belichick, I'd be celebrating, probably. Nah, I don't know if I should say that on the radio, but I don't know if I should say that on the radio, but I guess I just did. He's got 10 Super Bowl rings and $75 million in the bank account. I'm good. She's a grown adult.
Well,
she's 21.
Curious.
What can I say?
I am curious because I Googled whatever you guys are going to announce, and I couldn't find anything.
Okay.
So I am looking forward to a birthday laugh when you guys unleash this information here in a little bit.
We shall get to it. Happy birthday, my friend. Glad you're enjoying, okay?
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks
for
all you do, especially with my guy, Tyler. Tyler loves Double A. They are best buds. So cool. 3 o'clock on the T980 and the Odyssey app. a final hour of power on a feel-good Friday coming straight up.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.